This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ, and it's time for our weekly climate conversation. Chicago is establishing an Office of Climate and Environmental Equity. But it's not enough for some aldermen who say the city should have a department to deal with environmental issues. So what's the difference between what they want and what we're getting? WBEZ City Politics reporter Mariah Wolfel is here to break it down for us. Mariah, welcome.
Hi, Melba. Thanks for having me.
Let's back up first a little bit, Mariah. Chicago used to have a Department of Environment. What's the history there?
Sure. So this was a department that was disbanded by Mayor Rahm Emanuel in 2012 as a cost-saving measure. In its last year of operations, the department was given $52 million to operate, much of that coming from state and federal grant funding. This department was tasked with inspecting and enforcing environmental law throughout the city. When the department was closed, inspector positions were scattered to multiple departments, and those inspections and violations decreased significantly in the first 7 years after the department was disbanded. That's according to a Better Government Association investigation.
And if you don't mind, I want to flip back to 2019 when Lori Lightfoot was running for mayor. She said she would actually bring back the department. Instead, we're getting the Office of Climate and Environmental Equity. What's the difference between a department and an office?
Well, this is not spelled out in city law very clearly, but the general way you can think of the differences is in size and scope. A department's going to have, you know, hundreds of employees, a multi-million dollar budget, enforcement power. Lots of departments in the city have enforcement power. So like those inspectors I was talking about, they'll have a commissioner who is appointed by the mayor, but then approved by the city council. And you can think of those as like cabinet level positions in the city of Chicago, the department's commissioners. An office, you know, again, this isn't clearly defined, but can be much smaller, less transparency and accountability to the city council in multiple ways, which is why aldermen have pushed back against this idea of an office.
And Mariah, in fact, don't some city offices have a lot of power, even though they're not departments, like the Office of Emergency Management and Communications, for instance? Do we know what the new climate office will do and how much power it actually is going to have?
This office will be tasked with guiding, you know, brainstorming and suggesting climate and environmental equity policies and, you know, publishing those, putting those out there for departments to take up, to consider, and for other, you know, stakeholders in the city of Chicago to consider, for lawmakers to consider. This office will also oversee the city's overall climate action plan, which aims to reduce carbon emissions by 62% over the next few decades. And so this office will be a coordinating body and won't have much power, much smaller budget, under $1 million, and just a around 10 staff members in this office.
And what does Mayor Lori Lightfoot have to say about all this?
Mayor Lightfoot wants to take her time, she says, creating a department. She would like to use the office as a potential stepping stone to a larger department. Other cities throughout the country have both offices who coordinate and Department of Environments who enforce. And so Lightfoot says the Department of Environment isn't completely off the table. She wants to conduct a feasibility study, that is, if she wins re-election in 2023, to look at creating a department potentially in her next term.
Mariah, thanks for updating us on this.
Thanks, Melba.
I've been speaking with WBEZ City Politics reporter Mariah Wolfel. You can read more of her reporting on this topic at WBEZ.org. And if you want to submit a topic suggestion for our weekly climate conversation, you can email us at climate@WBEZ.org. This is WBEZ.